Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Greg Marta, who's Executive Chairman at Capital Metals. How are you today, Greg?
Excellent, Zach. Good to speak to you again.
We've had news of a strategic investment and project development MOU for Capital Metals. Can you give us a bit of a detail about what all this news means?
Yeah, so look, we're really excited about this. We've been working on it for quite some time. We came across the Ambion Group guys October last year. So it's been a lengthy process, due diligence, lengthy structuring process, negotiation process. We met these guys through a bizarre contact. Actually, interestingly, it came through Bruce Griffin through Sheffield. And straight away, you know, we got on with these guys very well. In fact, they were three of them. The three key principals were educated in Australia and had their, you know, and were very successful commercially in Australia. And they moved back to Sri Lanka about 15 years ago and set up this fund group. So they have extensive funds under management and they have their own family funds as well. And, you know, there's not a great deal of understanding of mining in Sri Lanka, but these guys had a decent understanding and have worked in it before. So that was great. I mean, I think I said in the release that we've been looking for a local partner for a long time, and that lack of understanding of mining was often a hurdle for us. And obviously, naturally, you're working with these guys who understood how we think, and I think we bonded very quickly. And if we had any issues, we got through them very well. So it's just been a pleasure working with them, and I can really see how this is going to work well as a joint venture going forward. So in terms of the overall structure, so they're putting in $2 million now. So that's locked in, and we've given them another option for another $2 million for 45 days. And the reason we did that is because they've got some other parties that are interested, and we just didn't want to wait until, you know, we could get them over the line. We didn't need to, and it was always started as a $2 million deal, but we said, hey, let's see what happens and let's see how the share price goes, and hopefully we'll create a bit of FOMO and they can bring some of these other parties along. They're incredibly well connected, and part of the logic for having other parties come in, it was to make that step, that phase two, easier when we're looking for that 10 million equity in a listing in Sri Lanka later in the year, which we've already started working on. So to bring in some heavy hitters. So I'm quite confident that, you know, we're on a decent start for that phase two as it is. So, yeah, so 2 million now, topped up by the RAP facility and also for Sheffield, saying that they want to maintain their 10% interest, and, you know, have indicated they want to do that if that option's exercised as well. So, you know, this means that we're very well funded. It'll get us through FID. It won't just get us to FID. So, you know, it means we can actually start working, not holding decisions back. It says we can just pin our ears back on all the accelerated studies that we need to do to get to that FID point. We're pretty advanced on that. I know we did say that our target was FID by June, end of June, and that was always going to be tight. This deal was so important to us, and it actually did distract us, it certainly distracted me a little bit, to make sure that we got it right and bedded it down. So that means the FID is all approvals in place, construction ready, but funding in place. So that given that we've only just finished this stage now, it'll probably be... I was actually just meeting with lawyers today on the IPO. They said that can be done in 2 months. I doubt that, but 4 months it should be conservative, is from what I'm hearing. It doesn't sound that complex a process in Colombo. So I think FID probably middle of the second half of this year it would be reasonable, but we're saying within 6 months. So we've got the money to accelerate decisions, and we've got a decent path to get the full funding to get us into that first stage of production.
So in terms of where you are, I mean, this is almost like the best case scenario. I mean, you've got a sort of a life of company partner. We already know that Capital Metals The project there doesn't, it's capital light. It doesn't need that, relative to other projects, it doesn't need that much money anyway. But you've got a local partner, which hopefully will make you immune to any slings and arrows or jurisdictional issues that might appear. They tend to do that, especially with the better projects. So in a way, the timing of what happens next is secondary to the fact that you've got that solid partner.
Yeah, spot on, Zach. And I've been through the process with them of going to meetings with the GSMB, conversations with the BOI, and I can see that the level of penetration they have and the understanding with some of the stakeholders that it's just going to make that process so much easier. And then you put the listing on top of that, where we become even more Sri Lankan. So without a huge amount of dilution, after the deal, the Sheffield deal fell over last year, we said we reckon we can actually finance this on a better basis than that deal last year, and I'm very confident that's where we're heading. It'll be less dilution. We've got a lower CapEx. Our NPV is still looking pretty strong. We're in the process of finalising updated model. We should be coming out with that within in the month. The drilling, we're very happy with the drilling. We're just sort of closing off the phase one results and about to launch into phase two. And when I say results, it's we don't have assays yet, but the samples have all been sent. We're not totally sure. Sometimes it's a bit of a lottery as to how long the labs are going to take, but we will come out with something in the next week or so, just on how we've gone so far and how encouraging it's been.
Well, just finally, the market cap around 10 million at the moment. The share price actually doesn't, even though probably doesn't feel like it, but the shares are actually up 67% so far this year. So there has been a recovery anyway. But this time last year, the shares were 5p. I don't know how important the share price is to you, but presumably you would think that given what you've achieved this May, the shares should probably be as high or higher than they were last May, for instance.
I think so. I mean, you know what it's like when you get in the penalty box, and we went there twice. So you have to work even harder to re-establish your credibility to come back. And of course, share price is everything to me. But I don't look at it daily, and it doesn't govern exactly what I do on a day-to-day basis. If we deliver what we said we were going to do, then the share price will respond, and that's what's happening. And I'm pretty confident that with the news flow we've got now, that we should be shooting well through that five. And getting closer to our valuation. We're never going to get that NPV valuation until you're actually in production, but we've got a pretty good path to get close to it.
Greg Marter, Executive Chairman at Capital Metals. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach. Good to talk again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.